Big news in the battle over struggling schools in Milwaukee. MPS is no longer required to take part in the state-mandated OSPP, the Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program. Opponents called it a takeover program. This comes after months of drama surrounding that initiative and the resignation of the person who is supposed to head it in Milwaukee. Here to give us all the details of the latest development is WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So remind us what had been in the cards for MPS.
So the state legislature created OSPP in 2015 as a way to turn around struggling school districts across the state. Any district that falls in the lowest category on a state report card for two consecutive years is required to participate. And when the law passed, Milwaukee qualified. That meant the county executive had to appoint a commissioner to oversee the school or schools struggling the most. And as you mentioned, there'd been a lot of disagreement about how the program would work. Most notably, MPS advocates were concerned about the possibility of a private operator coming in to, quote-unquote, take over public schools.
So what's happened? Now you say that MPS isn't required to participate?
Well, a couple of things. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is in charge of determining school report cards each year. In a letter to Milwaukee's public schools on Wednesday, DPI said the district will no longer be considered to have failed to meet state standards, according to its preliminary calculations. Now, what has changed is some of the criteria the state uses to judge the schools. It now considers the number of kids living in poverty, student disabilities, and the number for whom English is their second language. When those factors are included in the formula, the scores for MPS have improved, and the district has made a few advancements.
What about the people who drafted OSPP and wanted to force the district to make changes? What do they have to say?
We spoke with Representative Dale Kuyenga, who is one of the co-authors of OSPP. He says there is a reason to celebrate. Kuyenga acknowledges MPS has made changes to put the district on a better path, and he credits in large part the pressure that OSPP applied.
There's been an openness to try different ideas from the Milwaukee Public School Board. And it's been tough. It's been a fight. But they authorized, through much deliberation and a lot of pressure, the opening of another charter school to the Carmen Schools. They are now doing another charter school in Pulaski High School. That was in part because of the pressure of OSPP that said, hey, we need to try something different. If we don't try something different, like, there's going to be changes around here.
Kuyenga is also effusive in his praise of MPS Superintendent Darian Driver. He says in the short time she's been here, she's managed to create a lot of goodwill among people across the ideological spectrum.
What's the reaction from MPS?
Not surprisingly, leaders in MPS say they're thrilled that the threat of state intervention has lifted. District Superintendent Darian Driver says she's seeing the kinds of improvements that lead to better state scores. In particular, she mentioned efforts to increase attendance, as well as positive gains in literacy across grade levels. And she says change was in the works long before the threat of OSPP involvement.
I really want to give credit to our educators and to our community members who have been focused on improving student achievement since 1846 when this district was founded. And I know we've had a number of different timelines and deadlines that have determined if we didn't meet certain benchmarks, certain things were going to happen. But people have been working hard for years, and I don't want to take that from anyone that's been a part of that change.
Dr. Driver added that the district continues to look for ways to improve. She cited efforts to focus on wellness for her staff and students, and looking for ways to improve the school calendar, as well as early childhood programming.
So this is a final decision? This news means an end for OSPP?
No, the law is still on the books. The Department of Public Instruction made it clear in its letter that there are no districts eligible for OSPP this year. But a district has to be labeled failing 2 years in a row to qualify. And report cards come out annually, so we could return to this conversation in the coming years should MPS shift in its performance category. And don't forget, the state legislature is about to enter another session come January. Representative Kuyenga did hint that lawmakers might try to introduce reforms to speed the rate of progress.
Okay, thank you so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.